Schubert tilts his scruffy chin and rubs his whiskers against my leg, his tail twitching in the air. He always knows when I need affection. Sometimes I think he's the only love left in this house. I have to go, sweet boy, I whisper, stretching down to scratch his ears. Be a good kitty, okay? I remove the last slice of banana bread from its hiding spot in the back of the pantry, relieved Shane hadn't found it. I wrap it in a paper towel and attempt to make a quiet-as-possible escape to the front door. Our crumbling house is one room wide and five rooms long. No hallways. With the rooms set up one in front of the other and all the doors lined up, I could stand on the back stoop, shoot a shotgun at the front door, and not hit any walls. But I could hit Shane. Deliberately. Because he's a fucking burden and a waste of life. He's also 9 years older, 150 pounds bigger, and the only sibling I have. The 100-year-old wood planks groan beneath my feet, and I suck in a breath, waiting for Shane's drunken roar. Silence. Thank you, Jesus. Holding the wrapped bread against my chest, I pass through Mom's room first. I walked through 30 minutes ago, half asleep and shuffling for the bathroom in the dark, but with the kitchen light shining through the door.